Well, with the ball game just about ready to start, quickly the lineup for the visiting team, the Royals. Willie Wilson leading off. UL Washington batting second. George Brett third. Hal McRae fourth. Amos Otis batting fifth. Batting sixth, the first baseman, John Wappen. Then we'll get Leon Robertson left. Frank White at second. Don Schlott catching. And we already have shown you Bud Black, the left-handed pitcher for the Kansas City Royals. Willie, here are the Yankee lineup. Bert Campanaris, Greg Nettles, Lou Piniella, Don Baylor, Dave Winfield playing center field batting fifth, Steve Kent, Steve Balboni, Roy Smalley, Rick Cerrone, and Shane Raleigh's first pitch is a foul out of play by Wilson. Wilson batting a 280, a home run, 20 runs batted in. This is the final meeting this season between the Yankees and Kansas City. Meeting number 12. The Yankees have won 6 and the Royals 5. Shane Raleigh, Bobby Mercer, has pitched well in his 2 starts against Kansas City. In Kansas City, he beat them both times.
He's won both games. He's 2-0 against Kansas City and seems to have them pretty well tamed. We'll see what happens today.
And he's done it mostly with fastball.
Yeah, well, Shane, if he has any problems, I think it's more or less timing problems. He likes to pitch fast, and he likes to get the ball and just turn around and throw it again. And he's been very impressive this year, even though he has a 9-8 record.
Count remains 1-2 on Willie Wilson. It'll be Wilson, UL Washington, and George Brett against Shane Raleigh.
Well, you know what happens when John Amarante sings the national anthem.
Yeah, we get cannoli.
5 pounds worth. You got to work out another week.
Well, Rizzuto always gets the cannolis, and then he sort of distributes them up here to the rest of our people. Here's a breaking ball that Wilson fouls off his left foot, and that smarts a bit. Hey, Willie Wilson wearing New Balance shoes. You don't see too many of those. Baseball spikes.
I didn't even know New Balance made baseball spikes.
They make a good running shoe. That's a changeup. Looks like there's room for Balboni in foul territory off first. One away. Wear New Balance tennis shoes once in a while. Pro players. Or wear them all.
Got a lot of shoes around today. A lot of competition in the area.
UL Washington, the shortstop. He's batting 233 with 2 home runs and 25 runs batted in. Got some nice syrup today from the Don Chacon family. Chacon from up in Burlington, Vermont. There's a lot of Yankee fans up there. Washington takes a strike. Lifetime Raleigh with 5 wins, 2 losses against the Royals. That'll be out of play. No chance. It'll make the upper deck. 2 strikes on UL Washington as we look at Rick Cerrone. By the way, Butch Weininger has a pulled groin, and he probably will not play unless there's an emergency this afternoon.
I don't think that, I don't think that Shane Raleigh had really reached his full potential as a pitcher. I think he's still learning, and we take a look at Butch Weininger there, who has that slightly pulled groin.
And he caught him looking. A good fastball. Evidently, Washington either looking for a breaking ball or the ball away, and he got the ball on the inside corner.
Take a look at it here. It was a fastball that started on the inside part of the plate.
And was stayed on the inside part. I think that missed.
Well, when you got 2 strikes on you, you can't, you got to become a defensive hitter up there. If anything close, you got to be hacking at it. I think he caught UL Washington off guard.
He might have also caught Tim McClellan, the home plate umpire, off guard.
Whatever it is, it's a big strikeout.
McClellan behind the plate, Drew Coble at first, Joe Brinkman at second, and Nick Brimigan umpiring at third base. And this is George Brett. He's hitting .352, 19 home runs and 62 runs batted in.
George is having a big home run year this year. He's got 19 home runs. We take a look at it on our screen. He usually hits about 15 home runs and hits somewhere in the .380 category as far as average is concerned. So he's having a big home run year this year.
Yankees have pitched him away much of the series, and he hasn't adjusted. He sort of reached for the ball away instead of charging out there and getting it.
Just like that.
Yeah.
I'll tell you what, in Yankee Stadium, there's no other place to pitch George Brett than away, and Let him hit it out there towards that 430 sign. We can see George. Boy, he has good weight shift. And he was, even though that was a changeup and off speed pitch, he was right on it.
1-2 on Brett. Two outs, nobody on. Just underway from the stadium. Shane Raleigh against the Bud Black. And that's a base hit. Hung that curveball. And Brett gets his base hit. He'll hold it first base. That's the game's first hit.
Well, that pitch there also was a changeup, but our breaking pitch, excuse me, and it didn't break down and away from George Brett. It just kind of hung up out over the plate, and George just lines it right into center field.
Here's Hal McRae, the designated hitter. He's batting 327. And Nettles in time, put out 5-3, and the side is retired. No runs, a base hit, and one man left on base. At the end of one half inning of play, the Royals nothing, the Yankees are coming up. Well, back at the stadium, Bud Black will be pitching to the Yankees here in the bottom half of the first inning. On the scoreboard, a National League game, Montreal leading Houston 2-0 early in the ball game, and the Giants leading Pittsburgh 1-0 in the fifth inning.
Well, Bill, the Yankees have got Greg Nettles back in the lineup now, so we assume that his bruised shoulder is all right.
Still have three people on the disabled list: Ken Griffey, Willie Randolph, and Rudy May. I think they've all been working out, and they all, with the possible exception of Rudy May, might be ready to go. But there are roster problems.
Yeah, they got some more roster problems.